The Minister of Labour, Harry Baines, made a visit to Vernon on Monday, to chat with local Labour leaders across the North Okanagan. Baines was joined by Vernon Menashe MLA Harwinder Sandhu, as they primarily discussed issues in the healthcare field. "It was a learning exercise as nurses came to talk to us about the challenges that they faced," said Baines, who is the MLA for Surrey Newton. "Some of the main concerns were the risks to their health and safety, and the pressures of all the extra work. The shortage of doctors and other healthcare professionals has been a conversation point among many communities across the province," as Sandhu and Premier David Eby fielded calls from North Okanagan residents in a telephone town hall last week, where healthcare was also top of mind. "We are alive to the shortage, we are alive to the population growth, we are alive to the healthcare system and education system, we just have to make sure to find the professionals that we need and to provide the support that the workers need," Baines said. Asked about if there were any concrete conversations being made about reopening a walk-in clinic here in Vernon, or starting up a new one, Sandhu explained that the walk-in clinic is not a part of the government or health authority, as they are privately run. "We do try to identify gaps that were left, and that's why we have added more shifts to the Urgent Primary Care Centre, UPCC. The Stirling Centre walk-in clinic closed on November 15, 2023, leaving just the Vernon Jubilee Hospital and UPCC to deal with the barrage of individuals who need healthcare." Baines added that UBC recently announced additional spaces into the healthcare fields for students pursuing degrees, which will help to close the gap. "To lessen the burden on healthcare is to add our pharmacists to provide certain medications and prescriptions," he said. "I think the combination of those are already at work in the system. But, are we there yet? No, and the nurses need more help." "Population growth has been unprecedented over the last 4 years, and there are so many people on temporary visas. We need them, but we also need infrastructure to make sure that they have healthcare, education, etc." Baines and Sandhu emphasized their support for healthcare workers, adding that they are our heroes. "They are under a tremendous amount of pressure every day because of all the extra demand, and we are there to support them in every which way we can." Read more. Search still underway for missing woman last seen near Lumbee. Read more. Photos. Vernon Elementary students dazzle on stage.